Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. There is a quote that life is to learn for the principle of the universe.Well, this quote is actually by me, but it's not so easy to agree that there is a principle of the universe. Well, there is an experiment of the mouse in the maze.If the mouse chooses the road, right road, or there's left road and right road, and if the mouse chooses the right road, and finally he will reach to the place where he can get food. If the mouse chooses the left road, finallyhe will get electric shock. Wow! And over and over, finally, he studied that the right road that he get food. In human life, if it's this kind of simple, it's more easy to learnthe principle of the universe. But it isn't that simple. The cause and effect, you get the result. There's four kinds of the result, way to get the result as an effect of the cause. One is that you get the effect in this lifetime. Well, even this, you never knowhow many years after. Others, you get the life after next life, you get the result. And there's also two other life after, you get the result. And there's one thing that you never know when that result you get. So it's confusing.Isn't there any way to learn previously how you get what the future will be? How can you find out at this point about the cause and effect? Now, actually, there's one way. It's just recently discovered.But not so many people know at this point. So I would like to tell you this secret. As you know, this title of the subtitle of this Dharma Talk is Dharma Talk for your fortune development. The fortune, how the future will be? There's a word in Japanese called unki.Un is your destiny, and ki is a ki energy, which means that since ancient times, people knew that ki energy decides destiny. It decides your fortune. So is there any way to find out what kind of ki brings you good fortune, and what kind of key brings you a negative fortune? The destiny. Okay, please imagine this person, the person who is sending out, let's say this is person A, she is sending out the key, which is warm and bright and light and comfortable, and makes you excited without no reason. Just be around that person, you feel good. Because energy is comfortable. And let's say the person B, his energy is a cold, down, not exciting at all, uncomfortable. If someone tell you that a person has a good destiny, oh, you say, oh, I understand. I'm sure you would say that. If the person B and somebody tells if that person B, oh, he has many problems in it, he has not good destiny. Well, will you not be put objection to it? So we all know, subconsciously or consciously, that key energy is creating the destiny and future. And what creates key energy is the image and mainly heart. And key energy does not separate self or others. Therefore, if the person is sending out positive key energy, it is also sending out to himself or herself the positive key energy, and also around the person, and also to the world, to the universe. Well, if the person is sending out a negative energy, key energy, it goes to how himself, around, person around, him or her, and world and universe as well. So what kind of the heart will create the warm, light, comfortable, going up, exciting? It is that wishing positively for others. Not only wishing, but even be responsible to the positive future of others and also of own. Because if one are responsible to positive future of own, automatically be responsible to positive future of others. Because we know subconsciously that self and others cannot be separated. So if one are responsible to positive future of others, one are also responsible to positive future of oneself. Caring others is equal to caring own self. And key is something will be produced by the universe. And key will be, you'll be dwelled by the key of the universe. The warmth, the light and comfortableness, the energy going up, all those are be given by the great spirit of the universe. However, when we were born, we were given both positive heart and negative heart, and be told, okay, you have both, and both are your choice. Either one is in your hand. And to choose negative, you don't need any effort. and to choose positive, you need there's only one way. Is that you realize all the time you have a negative in your left hand and keep increasing the positive which is in your right hand by recognizing the negative you have in your left hand. Because keep having that positive wish for self and others is a constant repeatedly continuation of increasing the positiveness by recognizing the negativeness. But this is what we all are given in our hand when we were born, and be told increase. Let's see how much you could increase the positiveness. If you don't continuously increase positiveness, and once you stop not having effort to do this, no worries. Automatically, you are choosing the negative, even you don't recognize it. Life is a game, actually, to learn how to develop your destiny by increasing the positiveness, by increasing the heart of the worms, by caring others, the wishing the best, and keep light and light, and constantly going up. If you keep doing this for others, you will feel that this is also going to yourself. You're receiving this energy from the Great Spirit of the Universe. I do wish you will create the bright future, a positive destiny, develop your fortune, and win this game. Thank you.